We're on the top line of Pei Ches Amid Aleph.
Sorry, Menachem, does that not mean that we'll be one day behind?
Till Wednesday, till next week, till next week.
Okay.
And then we'll catch up.
Okay, thanks.
So today we're going to do Daf Pei Ches. We're on the top of Pei Ches on the top line. Toshma. Toshma. Ditanya. Again, we're on Pei Ches Amid Aleph, top line. Toshma, Ditanya. Seder Olam. It says in Seder Olam. Seder Olam is a brisa that's a history brisa. And it says, Nisan Sheba'u Sheba Yatzu Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. When they left Mitzrayim, the year that they left Mitzrayim, that year, Ba'ar Ba'asar, Shachdu B'tzcheyim B'chamisha Asar. Erev Pesach was a Thursday. Yatzu V'osa Yom Erev Shabbat Haya. They left on a Friday. Now, if the 15th was a Friday, 1 second. Umidiresh Yarchad Dinisan Erev Shabbos. If the 14th was a, then it means Rosh Chodesh was a Friday also. If Rosh Chodesh was a Friday, then Resh Yarchad De'ir Chad B'Shabbosah. Then Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Sunday. And V'Sivan B'Tri B'Shabbosah. And then Sivan ends up being on a Monday. Kasha L'Rabbi Yossi. It's a Kasha according to Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi said that Matan Torah was on the seventh day of Sivan. Okay? Rabbi Yossi said the Matan Torah was on the seventh day of Sivan, but everybody agrees it was on a Shabbos. So that's impossible. It can't be like Rabbi Yossi. It's impossible. So the Gemara says, story we're on Peches Amar Aleph. Amalach Rabbi Yossi, Ha'amani, Rabbanan he. Yeah, that price goes like a Rabbanan. I don't have to agree with that. I'm a Tana. Now, even though Rabbi Yossi wrote the Seder Olam, it was written by Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. That's Rabbi Yossi. So the one of the Mefarshim explains, the Rishash explains that he wrote this brisa on with the consensus opinions. He's a Das Yachid. He holds it was given on the seventh day, and it's a consensus opinion. So he didn't write. He didn't record his own opinion. Therefore, he writes that. Therefore, the Seder Olam. Yeah, it contradicts with him, but he doesn't mind. He's allowed to argue on a Tana. He is a Tana. Okay? Toshma. Let's try to bring another Raya. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, Bashteni Olamoshe V'yered. On the second day of Sivan, he went up and he came down. Bashlishi Olavi'yered. On the third day, he went up and he came down. Bidalid Yarad Vishav Loala. He went down, but he didn't go up. So that doesn't make any sense. If he didn't go up, how did he go down? So now I'll change that. On the fourth day, he went up and he went down. Bichamishi, on the fifth day, bona mizbeach. He made a mizbeach. V'hikravala of carbon. And he brought carbonos. Bashishi, lohaya lo pnai. On the sixth day of the month, he didn't have any time. My lav mishum Torah. Isn't that a clear raya that Rabbi Yossi himself agrees that the Torah was given on the sixth day? What do you mean he wouldn't have time? Time for what? So the Gemara says, no, nothing to do with Kabbalah's Torah. Lo, Mishum Tarach Shabbos. It was Erev Shabbos. People are busy Erev Shabbos. Even in the Midbar, they were busy Erev Shabbos. It's not a raya at all that he contradicts himself. So how do we end off? Rabbi Yossi says that the Torah was given on the seventh day of Sivan. We know we started off in the middle. The daf before this is quite a complicated daf. It's not an easy daf on all the nafkaminas between the two of them, the sixth day, the seventh day. It's not so simple, but we'll do that next week. Darish hahu gililoi aleha derav chista. A certain Galilean said to Rav Chista, Baruch Rachmana, blessed be Hashem, diyahiv urion tilisa, that he gave the Torah, everything that with the Torah has to do with threes. La'am Tilisa, to the third nation, meaning it's a nation that has thirds. What is the thirds? Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tilisai. Moshe was the third born in the family. Biyom Tilisai. Biyom Tilisai means in the third, on the third month. Right? Biyom Tilisai. No, what's Biyom Tilisai? On a Tuesday? On a Tuesday, third day of the week. Biyarcha Tilisai, on the third day of the month. On the third month, I'm sorry, it's even the third month. Kiman, Who does that go like? It can't go like Rabbi Yossi. It must go like Kerabonon. It goes like the Rabbanon. Now, it says in the Torah, right? It says before it's in the Torah, Vayihi Bayom HaShlishi. It was on the third day, right? Rashi there says, Rashi explains that it doesn't mean the third day. It means the third. It doesn't mean the third day of the week. It means the third day from when there was a Prisha. Third day after you can't no longer be with your wife, which will be the sixth, seventh day. And it's interesting that this thirds, what? Everything has to do with thirds. So what? So Moshe was the third born. So what? What is that? What's a Mila? So what? Right? The answer is because every one of these things, there are thirds, right? But everyone's better than the one before. You have Yisraelim, Leviim on a higher Madrega, Kahanim on a higher Madrega. You have Moshe, Aaron, very fantastic. I'm sorry, Miriam and Aaron. Moshe's the highest Madrega. The third one's always the best. It's a hierarchy. According to Rabbi Yossi, there is no hierarchy because there's nothing special about the third day. Okay. Next. The Yisyatzvu B'tach Tisahar. The Bnei Yisrael was sitting under the mountain. Amr Vavdimi Barchama Barchasa. Melamed Shekafa HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aleh Mesahar Kegigis. Hashem held over the Torah like a barrel. I'm sorry. Hashem held the mountain over the Bnei Yisrael like a barrel. And he said, "Im atem akablim haTorah mutav. If you accept the Torah, excellent. V'imlav, and if not, sham tehe kivuraschem. Here will be your kivura. Here will be your kivura." Right? Everybody asks. But the Bnei Yisrael said Nasa v'nishma. So what's Hashem doing here? So Tosfos gives an answer, which in my opinion is a mystical answer. It's a mystical Kabbalistic answer. I don't understand it at all. And Tosfos says, top Tosfos, two lines. Afal pi, even though shekvar hikdimu nasa l'nishma. Dani, by the way, in case you're not paying it, we're on peches amaral. Afal pi shekvar hikdimu. Nasev and Nitlinishma, even though the Bnei Yisrael already said Nasev and Nishma, Shemayu Chosrin, maybe they would take that back. Kishi Yiru Ha'esh HaGedola, when they would see the great fire, Sheyatza Nishmasan. And then the Shamas, when the Shamas left. What does that mean? What does that mean? I don't know what that means. That's Tosus's answer.
I mean, basically, his answer is they said Nasa Vinishma first, and then he said that this would be a burying place if you don't accept. So they accepted it before he said that.
I understand.
I don't know about the record.
So Tosfos says he was afraid they were going to take it back. Right? The Bnei Yisrael were going to take it back.
Afterwards, okay? Right.
That's one answer. Other people give, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky says that serving Hashem requires two elements. It requires Ava, and it requires Yira. The Ava was Nasa V'nishma. This is the Yira. You hear? Not bad. That's not bad. There's a Mechilta, a Tanchuma, that says that Nasa V'nishma was only said on Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shebiksav, 100%. Torah Shebalpeh, that they weren't Makabal, which is like 99%, right? That they weren't Makabal. And for that, there's what do you call it? Kafalim Harkigigis. That's that one. Okay? Rabbi Waxman said such an amazing vart. He said such an amazing thing. Marcel, we're on Daf Peches. We're doing Daf Peches today. He said such an amazing thing. He said that there's a Gemara that says that in the end of days, Tzadikim and Rishayim are going to look at the Yetzirah. And Tzadikim are going to see it as a big mountain. And Rishayim are going to see it as a string. So easy. And everybody asks, shouldn't it be the other way around? The tzaddik is not tempted by the Yetzer Hara. So to him, it's easy. He's a tzaddik. And a Rasha is, yes, tempted by the Yetzer Hara. It should be such a mountain. Why is it the opposite? And the Rebbe Waxman answered, because the Yetzer Hara never comes to you on day one and says, let's go be Avodah Vodazara. Doesn't work that way. He starts on the small things, and then it builds. And then you go down a slope, and the next thing you know, you don't go to shul, right? And doesn't start that way. It starts with you coming late. And everything's small. You don't have to be the first one there, right? That's how it starts. It starts in a small way, and then it grows. It starts like a string, very small, very easy to defeat. And after time, it becomes a mountain. It's unsurmountable. A tzaddik realizes that right away. Tzaddik realizes if you give in on those small little things, after a while, it becomes a mountain. Hashem held the mountain over us and said, don't ever forget that. You're getting the Torah now. Don't ever forget that every small little thing turns into a mountain. And that's why Hashem held the mountain over us. Is that an unbelievable vart? That's such an unbelievable vart, no? And that's the whole purpose of Kafal and Hakigigas. Such a simple thing. Such a simple vart. No? Couldn't get over it when I heard it. I couldn't get over it.
I heard, if you want to hear, I heard a different vart on that medrash. What does it mean that a string and a...
Yeah.
What's shot? And I heard that the answer is that with tzaddikim, when tzaddikim make a mistake, many, many times they do it l'shem shemayim. They think when they're doing something, you take people, let's say, in time of COVID, right? And they're doing something completely against the kehillah or completely something that they shouldn't have been doing. And they think their mom is doing it l'shem shemayim. That person, you can never convince to do tshuva. You can never convince them they're wrong. Their mom is fighting Hashem's battle, even though they're 100% wrong.
Right.
If you're going to do something that's just plain rishus or something that's an aveira, if somebody taps you on the shoulder a minute beforehand and says, hey, you really shouldn't be doing that, you might listen. But if you think you're fighting Hashem's battle, even if you're 1,000% wrong, you'll never listen. It becomes a mountain.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, Viter. Next. Amar v'acha bar Yaakov. Mikan modor rabba lo raisa. From here, it's a very big, it's a big out. The Torah gave us an out. What does it mean, Torah gave us an out? Says Rashi, Modar Rabba, She'im Yasminam Ladin, if we're going to be taken to Din, Lamaloi Kyamtem, Masha Kabaltem Alechem, why didn't you keep what you said you'd keep? Why didn't you keep the Torah? Yesh Lahem Tshuva, Shekablu Ba'ones. The answer is, you forced me to take it. I wasn't going to take this. You forced me. Because you forced me to go 3 years.
You just came back.
So I didn't go? What do you want from me? You forced me.
Malcolm, you froze.
For a while, we lost you.
Okay. All right, I'm going to call it. I was hoping not to, but I'm going to call in. Give me 1 second. Switch to phone.
To Zoom, enter your meeting ID followed by pound. Enter your participant ID followed by pound. Otherwise, just press pound to continue. You are in the meeting now. There are...
Okay, you hear me?
Yeah.
Better? Okay. So, basically, it's an out, right? We have an out. We didn't keep the Torah. You forced us to. So, it's an out. Okay? 1 second. Yeah. Fine. Very good. Okay. So the Ramban asks the question. If it's taka such an out, then why do we get punished? Why do we get punished if it's an out? So the Ramban says the out is only in Eretz Yisrael. What about Golus? Doesn't answer the question. Why are we getting punished? If it's such an out, why are we getting punished? Why? It's a very good question, no? Right?
The question?
The question is, if it's an out, why are we being punished?
Very nice.
Why are we being punished?
It's a
the Gemara said, you have an out. The out is you were forced. So if I was forced, why are you punishing me?
But you're not really forced on this world. On this world, you're not forced.
That's what the Pnei Yeshua says. A very good verse. Pnei Yeshua says, you're not forced on this world. The Pnei Yeshua says something even deeper. He says as follows. He says, the whole world was created to keep the Torah. As a matter of fact, we sent out a Shavuos packet, the Shulchan Aruch Shavuos packet, and I put questions in there. This is one of my questions. We're going to have in a minute, the Gemara is going to say that Hashem said, I'm creating the world Yom HaShishi, and if they don't take the Torah, I'm going to return the world to Tohu Vavohu. Right? Here the Gemara just said, if you don't take the Torah, here's where you're being buried, which is Mashma, but the world's going to continue. Which one is it? Is the world going to continue, or is it Tohu Vavohu? Which one is it? Is that a contradiction? The Marsha says it's not a contradiction. It's the same thing. That's what Marsha answers. Right? Mrs. Yastrov asked me for the answers. I said, there are no answers to these questions. The Marsha says it's the same thing. The Pnei Yeshua says, what do you mean you were forced? This whole thing doesn't make any sense. What do you mean you were forced? The whole world was created for you to get the Torah. What do you mean you're forced? Not forced. That's the whole reason it was the world here. Hashem doesn't need to make the world. And for the Torah. A lot of food for thought here. Next line. Difficult Gemara here. Amar Vacha by Yaakov. Mikan Madar Rabbala Raisa. Good. Amar Rava. Afal Pitein. Even so. Hadar Kibul V'Achashverosh. They accepted the Torah willingly in Achashverosh's time. So once Purim came along, the Ramban's Kasha goes away. The Ramban's Kasha was why we're being punished. That's only true till Achashverosh. Kimu V'Kiblu HaYehudim. They accepted the Torah. Says Rashi, four words. Impossible Rashi. Rashi says, Me'ahavas ha'nes shenasa lehem. Because they loved the nes that was done to them. What does that mean? A lot of nesim were done to Bnei Yisrael. And a lot of nesim were done to Bnei Yisrael. And the Bnei Yisrael didn't say, ooh, now we're going to worship Hashem, ba'ava. Now we're going to kiblu v'kiblu. They were saved throughout Nevi'im, throughout Shoftim, throughout the whole Navi, they were saved. Nisim happened. By Purim, Kimu v'Kiblu. So the Gur Aryeh says, yeah, it's true, there were other Nisim, but this was the only Nis, which, Hanukkah, we have to think about that, it's the only Nis where the Bnei Yisrael said, I'll do more mitzvos. I'll bring Shalach Manos, I'll read a Megillah, I'll have a Suda. I'll do more mitzvos. If you're doing more mitzvos, you for sure agree to the other ones. You for sure agree to that. That's why Purim was different. Because we agreed to do more mitzvos. If you're doing more mitzvos, of course you agree to the old mitzvos. No question. What do you think of that answer? No. You don't like it?
No, it's interesting. But the mitzvos of the Rabbanan, right? The Suda.
Right. And we did it willingly. So if we did it willingly, so for sure we're going to do the ones we already have to do. No, it doesn't make sense. It's a Kal V'Chomer, right?
Yeah, but Nachum,
I'll make new. Yeah.
It sounds like it wasn't genuine. Yeah. They accepted the Torah again because of the Nes. How about Lishma to accepting the Torah? Because of the Nes, they accepted the Torah. It's not fair. That's not.
Because
the
Avas HaNes, they love the Nes.
Oh, everyone loves the Nes, right? I mean, what's the
point?
Well,
okay. Yeah, It wasn't just the Nes, and they took upon themselves more mitzvos. That's not just you saved me. You saved me, and I'll do even more for you.
What they accept?
So it's a raya on everything else. I think it's a good part.
Okay, next.
It's a little dangerous,
though. You can eat a lot. I'll take that. So that's the challenge.
Right. Yeah, what did you say, David?
You know, there's an issue of baltos and false, so we're not supposed to be adding mitzvahs. All of a sudden now what we're saying is, yeah, we could add mitzvahs because, you know, we had a great day. Now we're going to start adding mitzvahs. Right. That's a little dangerous.
I hear. Yeah. Then the kimu mashi, kimu lukvar. We took already what we already accepted. Fine. Amar chizkiya, mai dechsev, mishamayim hashmata din eretz, yireh v'shakta. The land will see, what yireh will, and be afraid, v'shakta and be quiet. So im yireh lama shakta, v'im shakta lama yireh. So el betchila yireh. In the beginning, we're afraid. Ulu basov shakta, and then it was quiet. Lama yireh? Why? Because the Rish Lakish, the Amr Rish Lakish, the Chziv, it says, Vayar Vayvogi Yom HaShishi. Hey Yisera, the extra hey. Lamali, or the Yom HaShishi. Malamed Shinina HaTorah Shehizna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maisa Bereshis. Hashem made a condition. V'amar Lehem, as Im Yisrael Mekablan HaTorah Atim Mekayimim. If the Torah, if the Bnei Yisrael kept the Torah, good. V'yomav, and if not, Imam Sir Yisrael HaTovavo. I'll return the word to Tovavo. That's the Yira, right? So does that contradict with Shom Tehei Kuvaraschem? There will be your burial? Is that a contradiction? The Mashal says it's the same thing, right? So the Chassam Sofer says an unbelievable part over here. He says, well, how do you say that the Torah was given on the seventh day? If the Gemara here says Yom HaShishi, the whole world was created for the sixth day. HaShishi, the sixth day. How can everyone say it's the seventh day? So the Chassam Sofer says, well, who said it has to be the seventh day at Har Sinai? Or the sixth day at Har Sinai? It has to be the sixth day somewhere in the world. Somewhere in the world, it was still the sixth day of Sivan, not at Har Sinai, because it was already the seventh day, according to Rabbi Yossi. But somewhere in the world, it was still the sixth. That's good enough. That's good enough, too. Fine. Darash Rav Sinai. Bishashik Vimu Yisrael Nasal Nishma. When Hashem, when the Bnei Yisrael said Nasa Vinishna, Bo Shishim Ribui Shal Malchay Hashares, 600,000 angels came, L'kol Echad V'Echad Mitzvot, each and every Jew, Kashru Lo Shnei Kesarim, they put two crowns, Echad Keneged Nasa V'Echad Keneged Nishma. Rabbi Waxman asks, how could somebody wear two crowns? How do you wear two crowns? Such a simple question. How do you wear two crowns? You know what the answer is? When you're not going to like this answer, but it's such a good answer. When you're a melech, you can wear two crowns. If it fits, you can wear it. In other words, every Jew is a melech. Every Jew was royalty, and it fit. That's how royalty is. It fits. It just fits. Kivan shechatu, you saw when they sinned. Yardu mea v'eshem ribui malachei chabalah. So 120,000 angels of destruction came. Upirkum took them off. In Charev they got him, and in Charev they took him off. In Charev Tanu kidamarin, in Charev Parku dichnev yitzatzu bnei Yisrael. They took off the crowns. Amar b'Yochanan, the kulan zachu Moshe, the nutlan. Moshe got them all. The samachlei, and Moshe yikach es ha'ol. Moshe took the tent. Amar shlokish asad hakadosh baruch hu lachzirun lanu. Don't worry, we'll get those crowns back. Shenemar. Pedui Hashem Yeshuvan, Bo Tzion Berina, Simchas Olam Al Rosham, Simchas Shem Olam Al Rosham. Very good. Amar Belazar, B'Shoshek Dimu Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma. When the Bnei Yisrael said Nasa V'Nishma, Yotza Baskol V'Amro Lehen. Mi Gila Livnei Levanai Roz Zeh. Who spilled the beans on this secret? Shemalachi Hasharis Mishtam Shinbo. The angels use such a thing. Like it says, Baruch Hashem, Malachav, Gibar, Karach, Oseh, Devaro, Lishma, Bekol, Devaro. First they do, then they hear. Bereisha, Oseh, Bahada, Lishmoa. First they do, and then they hear. Who told the Bnei Yisrael that? Right? So what's the big secret anyway? What's the big secret? Right? And the Marsha says, the big secret is because the Malachim didn't have a guf. So they have nothing preventing them, nothing stopping them from doing the Ratzon Hashem. We have a guf. So we don't want to do the Ratzon Hashem, right? Because we want to do other things. Malachim don't have that issue. So I'm not sure what the big secret is, right? Okay. Fine. Amar v'chama b'rebi chanina. Ma'y d'chsev ketapuach ba'atze yar. What's a tapuach? Tapuach means an apple. Lama nimshu Yisrael tapuach. Why have Bnei Yisrael compared to an apple? Lama lachama tapuach zeh peryo kodim le'olav. Just like an apple. The fruit blossoms before the leaves. Af Yisrael yikdimu nasal nishma. Said nasa before nishma. Tosfos says, you ever go to an apple tree? You'll never see such a thing, that the apples sprout before the leaves. It's not true. Tosfos says apple, tapuach does not mean an apple. It means an esrog. Esrog, you have to have that. That's what he says. Ha'u tzeduki. There was once a tzeduki. The famous Gemara. The chazil Ravi saw Rava. The kama'ayin b'shmaitza. He was learning. The yasvei Pirio Kodim, I'm sorry, Vyasve Itzbe Didei. He was sitting like on his fingers, Rava. Tuse Kare, the Kamai Itzbe, he was bleeding. The Mavayanat Bise Dama, the blood was coming out of his fingers. Amalei, I'm a Paziza. So the guy says to Rava, you quick, Paziza means fast, you fast nation. The Kadmitsu Pumaychu Ludanaychu, you put your mouth before your actions. But Akati Pizamaychu Kamaisu, you're still doing crazy things, sitting on your fingers, hurting your fingers. Bereshi Barlu Lushmoa, first you should have said, let me hear what you have to say, Hashem. If I like it, I'll accept it. And if not, not. So what does that have to do with Nasa Vinishma? The Rav was sitting on his fingers. The guy tells him, you're a Tzeduki because Nasa Vinish, not you're a Tzeduki. You're so foolish, Rav. Just like the Bnei Yisrael said, Nasa Vinishma, you're hurting yourself when you learn. What's the shaitas? What's the connection? Nothing to do with each other. Right? Nothing to do with each other. So, I don't really have an answer to that question. It's a very good question, no? What's the Suzuki telling Rava? You're sitting on your fingers and you're hurting yourself. That's just like saying Nasa Vinishma. Really? That's just like saying Nasa Vinishma? It doesn't do with each other. What's the guy telling Rava? Difficult question, difficult story here.
Yeah, because he was so...
What?
Also, he was so involved, he had no idea he was crushing his fingers and bleeding. Well, that's the goal.
And even if it's true, even if that's true, what does that have to do with Nasa Vinishma? It doesn't do with each other.
Suzuki was saying it's illogical.
Huh?
It's not logical. It doesn't make sense that somebody would say Nasa before Nishma. It doesn't make sense that you would do something to hurt yourself. It's too illogical.
I hear. Okay. I hear. Fair enough. It must be a shot, right? Amalei says, the Rebbe says that's an Anan, the Saginan Bishlumsa. We that have Tamimus, we have Shlemus, Xiv Kane, Thomas Isharam Tinachin, right? Ha, Inchi, the Sagan, Balilusa, you people are all conniving, Xivhu, Vaselaf Bogdam Yishadim, right? Which means you'll be destroyed. Okay. Amar Shul Bar Nachmani, Amar Bionis, and Maidich Siv, Livavtani Achosi Kala, Livavtani Ka'ach Ba'achas Neinecha, Betchila Ba'achas Neinecha. First, you're one of your Achas Beinecha. Then you'll become with two eyes. Amar Ula, Aluva, Kala, Mizana, Besoch, Kupasa. That it's a chutzpah, what the Bnei Yisrael did, while in the chuppah, while in Har Sinai, they sin with the egel. It's like a Kala at the chuppah already looking at some other man, right? Amar of Mari Breder of Bashmul, Mikra, Achim Halach b'Mesibo, Nerdi. You already smelled. You fouled it up already when we still had the wedding party. Amr Rav, Vadayin Chavivu says he, the Gabon. But Hashem still loves us. It says, Nasan Veloksiv Hitzriach. It says, Nasan, it doesn't say that we smelled. So even though we did a terrible thing, Hashem still loves us. Tana Rabbanan, similar idea. Aluvin, the Einon Olvin. If you suffer embarrassment, but you don't dish it back, Shomin Cherpason. You hear the cherpa, you hear the abuse, the einon meshivin, and you don't respond. Osin me'ava, you do it out of love. V'sneichin b'yisurin, and you accept the yisurin. That's three times. You suffer three different things. Right, the Chavetz Chaim said three different madrigas of a person, how much you'll suffer back, how much you won't respond. Right? Three times it says it. Aluvin ve'in elvin, they dish it out to you, you don't say anything back. Next one. You bear the cherpa, all the abuse, you don't say anything back. And you're okay, the yisur, you don't say anything back. Three times. Alein ha'katzav omer, v'avav k'teitza ha'shamesh k'gburaso. Right? You're going to be great. Omer b'yochanan, ma'i d'chsev, Hashem yitain omer ha'mabasros tzavarav. What does that mean? Kol dibur v'dibur, every dibur, shiatzi p'ya gvura, that comes out of Hashem's mouth, nechlak l'shivim l'shonos, was explained in 70 different ways. Tana de Rabbi Shmuel, kepatish yifutzeis tzela, like a hammer that hits the anvil. Ma patish zeh nechlak l'kamani tzosos, a bunch of sparks fly off, af kol dibur v'dibur shiyotem piya gadosh baruch hu, nechlak l'shivim l'shonos, was split up into 70 different words, about languages. Amr of Chananel bar Papa, ma'i dechziv, shimu ki negidim adaber, Nama limshul divrei Torah kinagid. Why is the Torah compared to a nagid? A nagid, I think, is a prince. Lama lacha. Man nagid zeh. Yesh bo lahamas alachachios. The prince could say he lives. Af divrei Torah. Yesh bo lahachios. Bolahamas. It could live and it could also not live. Haina dama rava. Liminyanam besama dechai. If you're on the right. Right? If you're in the right, it's the book of life. Lemas me'ilim. If you're in the left, if you're wrong. It can kill you. Davar acher negidim called diber nedivar shiatzir biyagadosh baruch hu koshim lo shnei ksarim. There are two crowns. Everything Hashem said had two crowns. What does it mean? Two crowns. Some say it means that the nigle and the nister. Everything is a lot of Kabbalah out there. That's why it's two, right? Shnei ksarim, two crowns. There's the nigle and the secret. Others say it means, some say it means only the Aseres HaDibros, which is why there are two different trup for the Aseres HaDibros. Tam Elyon, Tam Tachton. Others say, you know what this means? Something that bothers all of us. How could it be that Ramosha Feinstein says you can do this, and Shlomo Zalman said, no, you can't? How could that be? How could Bishamay say this and Bittillo says this? And Rava says like this, and Abaye says like this. You know why? Because it was made like that. Shnei Ksarim. Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. You're allowed to have your opinion. You're allowed to be you have to be a somebody. If you're a somebody, you can't be a nobody and have opinions, right? If you're a somebody, the Pasuk says, two crowns. Abaye is just as special as Rava. Now, why do we paskin like Rava? That's a different story. But to say his opinion? Of course you can say his opinion. Such a good verse, no? Amar Rishu ben Levi. Ma'i dechsev tzorah mar do dili. Bein Shaddai Yolin, that Hashem says, I rest in between the bosom. Says Rashi, Amar Miyad Lasos Lo Mishkan. Hashem said, right away, make a Mishkan. Liyos Mitzumtzamos Shchinas Lo Bein Shnei Ad Badim. So I will reside in between the two Badim of the Aron. Right? Shenira B'mikdash Rishon Kishnei Dadim. When you looked at the Aron Kodesh, the Peroches, the two Badim of the Aron was sticking out like two breaths. Right, dochin u bolton peroches kinegad haPesach, and the two bazim was sticking out. It looked like a woman wearing a sweater and two breasts sticking out. But what kind of muscle is that? What kind of muscle is that? That's what the aura looked like. Can anyone think of an answer? The answer is obvious. That's where you're nourished. A baby is nourished from his mother's breast. That's where he's nourished. And that's who you're nourished. And yet, it's a graphic exactly to teach that point. That's where the nourishment comes from. It comes from the Aron Kodesh. Such a beautiful verse. Amar Knesset Yisrael Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Af Al Pi Shemeitzar U'Meimar Li Dodi Ben Shaddai Yolin. Even though I'm bad and even though I'm suffer, that's where I reside. That's where I get my comfort. Eshkol HaKor For Dodi Li B'Karmi En Gedi Misha Kol Shelo Nechaper Li Alavon Gedi Shekaramti Li. That you that has everything, forgive me for the sin I made with the Gedi, which is the Egel, that I gathered. So what my mashur, the high karmi, lishna demachnashu, how does the word karmi mean gathered? Amar marzutra, bereid rav nachem, kidetnan, kisei shel koves, shekomim alav, es hakelim. To gather up all the kelim, it means to gather. Amar Yeshua ben Levi, ma'i dechsev l'chayav, karugas ha-bosem. What does that mean? Kol dibur v'dibur, shatze b'yikadosh baruch hu. Every time Hashem spoke, that's eretz ha-dibros. Nismale kolom kulo besamim. The whole world was filled with besamim. The kibun shah dibur rishon, nismale of dibur shayla hechon halach. So one second. If the first dibur filled the whole world with besamim, then how is there room for the second dibur? Hosea kodesh baruch hu haruach, meot rosav, voyamav rishon, it took away the first one, shenemar sposasav, shoshanim, no tvos, more over, altik rishoshanim, ela shashonim. Fine. Okay. Amr Shua ben Levi. Kol dibur v'dibur. Everyone knows this Gemara. Kol dibur v'dibur shatzi b'yikadosh baruch hu yatzon eshmasam shal Yisrael. Every time Hashem said a dibur, the Jewish people died. Shenemar, like it says, nafshi yatza b'dabro. So u'me'achash im'dibur rishon yatzon eshmasam b'dibur sheni hei kiblu. So one second. If they were already dead after the first dibur, they're already dead. What? So the answer is, Horid Tash Us Lechis Bo Mesim, Hashem revived everybody. Shalemma, like it says, Gesh and Nidvos Tafale Elokim, Nachlos Vanilla Ata Konanta. So, Ein Yaakov asks, so why did Hashem have to do it like that? Just make them not die. Anyway, you're making a niece. They have to revive them. So why make them die? Just give them the koach not to die. To hear the Aseret Divros. Why do it like this? Right? The answer is, listen to this answer. We think Hashem was trying to tell us, don't think that your goof is not important. Your goof is also important. And your goof, that we who needs a goof? I'm only a neshama, I'm so spiritual. No. There's a goof too. The goof is going to die. I'll revive it. I'll do that. I'll revive the goof so you can hear more. But don't belittle the goof. The goof is very vital in this relationship. You have a goof and a neshama. The only way Hashem could drive home that point is to kill the goof. To let you know that I have to revive it. It's Av going out of his way. Such a deep thought. Amar B'Shur Ben Levi. Kol Diva Shatsa B'Yikadosh Baruch Hu. Chazri Yisrael Acharein Yud Beis Mil. They flew 12 mil back. For Yomach Yashar is Medadin Oso. Shnemar. Get him. Malchei Tzavakos. Yidudun. Alkri Yidudun. Ella Yidadun. Which means to help. Okay. Should we do a little more? Yeah, we have 5 minutes. Amar B'Shur Ben Levi. The famous Gemara also. B'Shash Ola Moshe Lamarom. When Hashem Moshe went up to the Torah to get the Torah. Amru. What's this human being doing up here? Amalahan, Lakabal Torah Ba. He came to get the Torah. Amru Lafanov. 1 second. Chamud Genuza Shenigna Lacha Tesha Meas Vishivam Arbadoros, Kazan Shnever Olam. This thing that's been around for 974 generations was created because 974. Plus the 26 generations from Adam to Moshe equals 1,000. So for 974, before creation it was, Atmabakis Bas of Adam? Now you're going to give it to him? Ma'enosh Kitzis Karen Obedatis Kedena. What are you giving it to him for? Hashem Adinin Amor Deshim Chabachal Arz Asher Tanahot Chal Shemayim. Now, the Mabit says something so fascinating. He says, wait a minute. The Malachim didn't say anything when Hashem gave the Torah. They didn't say a word. Now, after Matan Torah, Moshe goes up there to learn the Torah. Now the Malachim say, wait a minute, who's this guy over here? How come when Hashem gave the Torah, the Malachim didn't say a word? Only now they're complaining. You ever think about that question? Hashem gave the Torah with thunder and Malachim didn't say a word. Didn't bother them. Moshe's sitting there. What is he doing here? You giving him the Torah? What's he doing here? Now they wake up? You hear that? What's the answer to that question? Right? What's the answer to that question? The answer is, he says like this, that he gives a complicated answer. I'm not 100% sure I understand it. He gives a whole answer that the Malachim had no issue with the Bnei Yisrael keeping mitzvos. Keeping mitzvos, the Bnei Yisrael has no issue with them. Let them keep mitzvos. But the Torah itself, in some pure way, I'm not 100% sure of the answer. Think about it as a table tonight. What was the big issue? Now, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, Hechzalem Tshuva, Moshe, go even answer that. Go in. Amar lo Fanav, Ribbono Shalom, Mesiyoreini, Shem Yitzrifuni, Behevel Shirupiyim. I'm afraid of them. Amar lo, Achaz V'kisei Kvodi, Hechzalem Tshuva. Grab onto my kisei and give them an answer, right? Shinemar, Me'achos p'nei kisei parshaz alav anenu. Amar of Nachum, Malamet Shepirish, Shaddai Miziv, Shchinatzo v'anenu, v'alav amalafav ribon shalom, Torah achataz, yeah. So Hashem said, the pasuk says, you grab on and you answer. So Amal Lefanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Torah Cha'atanosen Li, Maksiv Bei. What does it say in the Torah? It says, Anochi Hashem Elokecha Hashem Tzichem Eretz Yisrael. Amal Lehem, L'Mitzrayim Yiridatim L'Paro Hishtabdem? Did you go down to Mitzrayim Elochem? Did you serve Paro? Torah L'Amatei, what is the Torah for? Shuv Maksiv Bei. What else does it say in the Torah? It says, L'Yil L'Chol L'Him Acher Mal Bein Amim. Atim Shurim Sh'Ovim Avodah Zorah. Do you have any Avodah Zorah temptations, you angels? Shuv Maksiv Bei. You do work that you need to rest on Shabbos? Shuv Maksiv Bei. Lo Sisa. Don't swear falsely. Matu Mat Nish B'nechem? You do business to Malachim? Shuv Maksiv Bei. Kaber Zavichim Yasimecha. Yesh Kaber Zavichim Yasimecha. Av Eim Yesh Lechem? You have any parents? Shuv Maksiv Bei. Lo Sir Tzarech, Lo Sinaf, Lo Signal. Kina Yesh? Yitzah Har? So by the way, so what were the Malachim Taka thinking? What were the Malachim thinking? So it's a good question. I heard one shot that they were thinking was, well, we want to at least learn the Torah. You're right. We don't have parents. You're right. We don't have parents. We don't have stealing. We don't have any of these things. But at least to learn the Torah, to know the wisdom of Hashem. And the Malachim and Moshe answered back, it goes hand in hand. There's no place for you to learn Torah. It's only for human beings, only for Jews. Even though you don't have any of these issues, just to learn, no such thing.
Menachem.
Yeah.
It says he held on to the Kisei Kavod. I once heard a Shia that the Kisei Kavod is like thousands of light years away. Moshe went all where did he go? Went all the way up there. I mean,
nobody knows where he went.
The distances between the levels are like. They described thousands of light years away. So I guess
nobody knows the answer to that question. You can say it again. We still don't know the answer. Nobody knows the answer to this question. Ah. We know the answer. We don't know the answer. Miyad hodelo lakadosh baruch hu. The angels agreed. Shenemar Hashem adenayim mod deshimcha ve'ilu tana hodcha al shemayim loksev miyad kolechad ve'echad nashal oev v'moshlo davar. They gave him something. Shenemar alisa lamarim shebeis shavi lakachta matanos ba'adam. They got presents. One more line, two more lines. Even the Malach HaMavis gave him a present. Shenemar, Bitinas Hakatoris, Vichapra La'am, Ba'omer, Vyamod, Ben Amesim, Ben Achayim. Elav the Amale, Mihaviyadai. If Moshe didn't know from the Malachim that the Ketores is something to stop the Magifa, which they used by Maisa Korach, then how did Moshe know? Obviously, the Malach HaMavis gave it to him. Yossi, don't get me wrong. This is a very, very, very esoteric, Kabbalistic, mystical Gemara.